That is called Traces from Willy Renier from its album of the same name. Good stuff, I say. And we have the man himself responsible for this music. Willy Renier is on the line. Hello, Willy Renier. Are you there? Hello, Willy Renier. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. I lost you for a, I lost you, well, sort of. I lost you for about a split second, but now you are here. Welcome to CJSW and welcome to Breaking the Tethers.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thank you for joining us. Where are you calling from? Montreal?
Yeah, actually Laval, which is right next to Montreal.
Pretty close.
Another island.
Yes. Love Montreal. Je n'aime Montréal. Anyway. Will, I think I lost you for a second there as well. Something went blip. But we're back. We're good?
Yeah.
Excellent. Anyway, welcome to the show. Let's talk about, let's start off with the new record. We played the title track from it, Traces. What can you tell us about it?
Well, Traces, it's the first record under my own name. I've been working in the past 10 years as a session drummer. Playing all kind of styles, supporting all kinds of artists, especially here in Quebec. And I've been interested in composition for a while now. And I did a master's degree at the University of Montreal. And that's where the whole bunch of tunes that is on Traces began, and I just wanted to have because I've been playing on all kinds of albums, but I wanted to have something more personal, so to have my own voice on the drums, but also to actually write the music for it, and so that started around 2020, and we finished the record in 2023. So yeah, it's been quite a long project, but I'm really proud of it.
That's good. It's a good record. I like it a lot. What can you tell us about the first track, the title track? First track we played, I should say, Traces, the title track.
Traces. This is actually the only piece on the record that hasn't been written recently, because it's an old piece I dug out from just a folder with a couple of ideas from the last couple of years. And in Quebec, we have these institutions that we call Cégep, which is college between high school and university. And I did a jazz program there. And it's a piece I've wrote during a jazz harmony class, and I didn't have any project for it to release it, so it just stayed on the shelf for a while. But then when I started my master's degree, I just had this idea to bring back this piece to life and to write the album around it. So that's what I did, and I think the album is, this is the track that represents the album as a whole, and as this mixture of jazz, rock, and some folkish elements as well. So yeah, I'm really proud of it.
Great, so I picked a good track to start the show off with.
Sure thing, yeah.
Excellent. So what's been the reaction to the album? Hasn't been out for that long. What's the vibe? What's the feeling?
Sorry, I lost you.
Sorry. What's the reaction to the album?
The reaction of the public, you mean?
Yeah, your public, listeners, fellow musicians, your family, whatever.
Yeah, that's a good question, because I don't know all of the people's reaction, but my close friends really love it, for sure. Now I've come across a lot of people that I didn't know who discovered me with this record. So it's quite a satisfying feeling to have to gain new audience like that. And people seems to find it quite quite refreshing because it's jazz, but the approach is, I would say it's not a typical jazz approach to composition or even production, that record. So I got a lot of people that are not necessarily huge jazz fans, but it's a kind of way to introduce them to this genre. So I'm really happy to see a lot of people that are not necessarily familiar with jazz being introduced to that music with my record.
That's a good way of looking at it. I will say that you've had a fair amount of plays from this record on CJSW. Not just
Thank
today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Always glad to play. Always glad to play Canadian music. Anyway, what are your next? What are your next plans? What's coming up in the future?
Well, we're actually preparing for the launch show, which we have here in Montreal at La Sala Rosa on March 23rd. And so the whole band, we started rehearsing that music because we actually recorded that album in 2022, so it's been a while. And we went to the studio again last summer to shot two whole track for video promotion videos. Apart from that, it's been 2 years since we've played this music, so it's quite a nice feeling to be back with the gang and to bring back to life this this whole music. And it's a really cool feeling to approach it in new ways also, because there's a lot of place for new arrangement and improvisation in that music. So we're preparing a really nice special show. Yeah,
that sounds great. Any plans to take the show further out, hit the road?
No other shows planned yet, but we're working on it, and we'd love to maybe do a short Canadian tour, maybe at the end of the year or next year. But it's a lot of preparation, so I'm currently working on that. Yeah.
And how about a next album?
Oh man, I'd love to. We were just talking about it, because I'm the kind of guy who like to move quickly to one project to the other. So I've already had a new concept idea in mind, playing the music again with the band had me thinking about writing maybe a continuation to that music or that particular album. So yeah, maybe before jumping to the next project, I will try to write more of that music. Yeah,
that sounds like a fine idea. Let us know when it's done.
Sure thing.
All right, Will, thank you very much for joining us. This has been informative, entertaining, and all that.
Hey, thanks so much, Andrew. It's really appreciated. Thanks so much.
We're going to go out with Lights Out from your album. I figured that would be a good one to close the interview with. Tell us about that track.
Lights Out, it was the first thing, the first track that actually came to life in the live setting with the band, because most of the tracks were written with me alone at home on the piano or guitar. So it really it really set the tone for the rest of the writing process. And yeah, I'm really proud of that track. It's really a minimalistic approach to melody because it's kind of only three notes as the main theme, but it's kind of earworm. And I think it has that nice singing, lyrical quality to it.
Well, you can do an awful lot with three notes.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Will Renier with Lights Out from his record to your ears. Thanks again, Will, for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Cheers, everyone.
And here's Will, Lights Out from his album Traces on Breaking the Tethers. All right, that is the one and only James Brown, credited to James Brown and the James Brown Band. There's all sorts of different combinations of his groups. That was from 1969, The Popcorn, off an album of the same name. I hope you did get down with your funky bad selves to that. Two tracks before that, plus an interview. Both tracks come from Traces, new album by Will Gagnier out of Montreal. Actually, he called us from Laval, near Montreal. We had an interview with him. Thanks to Will for joining us. Much appreciated. This is Breaking the Tethers on CJSW. You can listen to Breaking the Tethers at 90.9 FM or at CJSW.com. You can call in, make a request, say hello. You can text the booth. The number for doing that is 403-220-3991. You can listen live to Breaking the Tethers and other CJSW programs. And you can listen to older programs going back many weeks at CJSW.com. Find the show you're interested in, such as Breaking the Tethers. Go to that page, the page for that program. You'll see podcasts, recordings of older shows, and lists of everything played. So if you want to hear something again, you missed something, you want to check a song, what it was called, it's there for you to do. Alrighty, shall we carry on with more music? What's the consensus? Yes, we should. Let's get to it with something Canadian. From Mike Downs, bass player. His new record is called The Way In. From The Way In, we're just going to have some bass. Straight up bass. This is called Before the Unknown. Thank you.
Scene is Calgary's newest print publication that is your go-to guide for a local culture with a range of monthly features on music, lifestyle, the arts, in addition to event listings. The Scene keeps you updated on all things Calgary. Find your copy of The Scene at businesses around the city or visit theyyscene.com for more information.
There we go, capping off that set, a little bit of gospel piano from a record called Gospel Piano from Mark Burnell, solo piano work. Seven gospel tracks, six of which are traditional. We listen to Ain't That Good News. Figured to have something different at the end there. But what preceded it? What did we have also in that set? We started off with some, We started off with some solo bass work from Mike Downs from his new record called The Way In. We heard Before the Unknown, and then something from just last year from the Moore McCall Jazz Society, Sojourn in A Minor. Record is from the record Up and Gone. We're about two-thirds of the way through Breaking the Tethers this morning. Thanks for joining me so far. There's still lots of time for lots of music, as I often say. Next up is a band called Soft Heap. I'm a big fan of the group Soft Machine, but they also had splinter bands, lots of splinter bands. Lots of people went through the main lineup of Soft Machine. Many went through this. Many folks went through the various splinter bands, follow-up bands, most of which had the word soft in them. Here's Soft Heap. They existed in the late 70s. Put out a few records. Also, they also existed as Soft Head. Hey, why not have another band? From their 1979 record, which is self-titled Soft Heap, we're going to give a listen to a piece of music called AWOL, A-W-O-L. I should also note on a side for those who dig Soft Machine, I believe there is a live album coming out. It hasn't been released officially before. I think it's coming out in cuneiform label from a 1971 concert. I'm thinking the Netherlands, but somewhere in Europe, with the classic third lineup. I think the record was released. I think the way it worked, there was two concerts. One had been released as a bootleg. The other one has never been released. And both are being released later this year. As for the present lineup of Soft Machine, I'm not sure what they're up to at this point. They did some touring, put out a record last year, Other Voices, which was, Other Doors, which was really good. But anyway, this is a variation of Soft Machine. This is Soft Heap with AWOL, Breaking the Tethers, CGSW, and all that. That's called AWOL from Soft Heap, a variation of Splinter follow-up tribute band to Soft Machine, one of the many Soft incarnations from 1979. Nifty stuff there, heading outside, a little spacey. I can tell by that clock on the wall, though, that it's time to bring things to an end. We're almost done breaking the tethers for this Monday, March 11th week. Thanks to everyone for listening. Hope you enjoyed the music. I'll be back next week. I guess it'll be the 18th, Monday, March 18th, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on CJSW, 10 to 11 Mountain Time, CJSW.com, 90.9 FM. Just make sure I get it out there. A feature from next week is that there will be another interview, this time featuring a couple of guys from the band Last Ark Out, who have a new record out. It's good stuff, kind of a space theme. We'll be chatting with them early in the show, first thing in the show. Thanks to Will Renier for talking with us today, joining us and talking about some of his music. Thanks again to Steve Russell for hosting last week. And I think that's it. Thanks to all of you for listening. Again, have yourselves a great week. CJSW Originals is coming up next. And of course, there's a bit of music right now. From last year, out of Portland, this is the Gordon Lee Quartet. They put out a record called How Can It Be? This is the title track. Please enjoy it. And then keep on listening. CJSW Originals and much more still to come.
You're listening to CJSW Originals, featuring podcasts created by CJSW members, volunteers, programmers, and community members. For more original podcast series and to listen back to past episodes, go to cjsw.com and click on the podcast tab, or go to the CJSW app and use the talk filter when you search.
You're listening to The Drop and the Turning, a podcast about music, place, and change. My name is Rebecca Bruton, and today I'll be speaking with Berlin-based Canadian sound artist.